And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We continue now with our look ahead to what the fall may hold for local colleges and universities. Jack Miner is Vice Provost for Enrollment Management at the University of Cincinnati, and he joins us now on the phone. Jack, how are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Michael. Really pleased to be here.
It's our pleasure to have you, Jack. And the university, although we had this scheduled earlier, it turns out that it was good timing because UC just released late this morning what appears to be a four-phase approach to reopening campus. Am I correct in reading this that way?
You are correct in reading it that way.
Okay. And phase one starts on June 1, so we're very close to this. It looks like some researchers will be permitted to gradually return to campus. Explain what that looks like.
Yeah, so where we're looking at this as a model is really fundamentally what we're thinking about for fall as well. At the end of the day, what we're trying to do is really focus on the health and safety of our entire university community and especially our students. So where we've started to develop a plan, it really starts to bring people back in June. That would be our research community, so researchers would be able to be in the lab. We'd be able to secure those labs to be able to know that we're social distancing in the way that we need to, being able to take the precautions in the way that we need to. And then as we start to think about July 1st and beyond, we would start to think about what does returning to campus look like for our faculty and staff community. And I think you probably saw through the plan that really ends up being a phased plan, but ultimately ends up being a plan that is really specific to job function, is really specific to individual areas of the university. So we're able to minimize the number of people on campus where we can, be able to provide the services where we can, and I think ultimately be able to serve our students in a way that's really successful. I think one of the things that we, like every other employer in the community has seen, is people have really risen in the last few months and been able to really deliver some services from home and be able to work from home in ways that we never would have imagined that we could. And I think we've been able to be one of those employers that's done the same thing. And I think that really has played into how we would start to return our faculty and staff and community to campus.
Jack, the University of Cincinnati, when you count all the students, all the faculty, all the staff members there, its population is larger than most of the cities in the greater Cincinnati area. Can you just tell us a little bit about what the process was like and closing it down and then working on these plans to bring it back? It's such a massive place.
Yeah, I think what you ended up seeing was we started looking at opportunities of, again, focusing on the students. One of the things that we started doing really early on in the process, as many of our students and many in the community know, is the first thing that we did from our COVID response was we started canceling study abroad programs and returning students from study abroad programs. For us, we were really starting to address what was the primary and most pressing issues for student safety. Then we started to shift to reduction of in-person classes, and then fortunately, we were in a little bit different place than a number of other institutions. As the governor started coming forward with recommendations on the state's response to COVID, we were in spring break. So we actually had a little bit of time to be able to respond. And one of the things that was amazing was in about 9 days' time, our faculty turned around and was able to convert all of our courses to online. So we were able to really have the freedom to be able to say, we're still able to deliver our courses to students. Students are able to still get a quality education. Students are still able to have the same learning outcomes. They're still able to make progress towards their degree, and they're able to do that from anywhere. And that really opened up a lot of opportunities for us, because doing that allowed a number of our students to start making decisions on their own. So when we started to close down our residence halls, many of our students had already returned to their parents' homes, had returned to other places around the country, around the community. And so it really helped change what that population was that we were trying to reduce. as we look at fall and as we look at our plans, I think you'll see a lot of the same types of things. One of the things that we've been really fortunate at UC is a number of other schools in the area started teaching online because of COVID. We've been teaching online courses and have some really outstanding world-class programs in online delivery for more than 20 years. So we were able to build on that. I think that's why we were able to respond so quickly. But I think the other piece of that is that will figure into our return to campus plan. We'll absolutely have opportunities where students are going to choose to take a portion of their classes online in the same way that they do that now. We've had great enrollment over the summer with our online courses, and I think it's really caused our students to take a step back and say, hey, I really am engaging well in these classes and this delivery. I want to continue doing that with all or some of my classes in the fall.
And you note in phase two and phase three, and I should note that this is signed by President Neville Pinto. So the president's remarks here note that phases two and three, which happened in July and then early August, involves mostly the employment base coming back. But phase four notes the start of the fall semester on August 24th. It says we cannot say with finality how the fall semester will be structured for our students in terms of their on-campus presence. Our hope is to have enough data points in hand to make this decision by no later than June. Once this decision is made, we will provide more direction on phase four. So at this point, it does still seem a little bit up in the air about what that campus will look like come late summer.
It absolutely is. I would love to say to our 46,000 students that I'm going to see you at the end of August. And I think we hope and dream that we have some opportunity to see our students. But ultimately, I think we're really going to focus on what is the right answer for University of Cincinnati? What is the right answer for our students? And in some cases, that's going to be a universal answer, and in some cases, that's going to be program and course specific. And it's going to be an opportunity for us to know that we're doing the right thing in serving our students, both from the delivery of our instruction, but also doing the right thing for our students from a health and safety standpoint.
What's the response been from students, Jack?
It's been really great. You know, obviously, students are up in the air. You know, and I think students want, and especially families, they want a definitive answer about what we're doing in fall. But I think ultimately, what we've been hearing is that students and families are really responsive to us continuing to provide updates and being transparent. I would much rather have information out there about the University of Cincinnati honestly saying we don't know yet what our answer is for the fall, rather than have an answer out there that we didn't believe in or that we didn't feel like was the right answer for us as an institution or didn't fit with our values or that we felt like we were going to need to reverse later. So again, I think for us, this is really has been the right thing for our heart and soul, and I think our community's really responded to that.
We're talking with Jack Miner. He's the Vice Provost for Enrollment Management at the University of Cincinnati. And Jack, I know that there is no determination yet on what the fall will look like in terms of students being physically present on campus, but I know all the smart people at the University of Cincinnati who are serving on this COVID-19 task force have probably drawn up some potential scenarios. I don't know what you can share with us, but can you give us any idea of what some of the possibilities could look like if there is a student population on campus?
You know, I think ultimately that's really going to be driven by the guidance that we get from the governor. You know, we're just like other agencies. We're just like other businesses. We're just like other community organizations. In the same way that the governor's guidance on social distancing and the governor's guidance on the number of people that are gathered in an individual area applies, that applies to us too. And I think we've really been watching that closely, and it's been helping to inform the work that we're doing. But I think ultimately we're not going to be able to make any decisions about our future in a vacuum. We're really going to have to look at What's the guidance from the state? And then again, the other piece that's been really important about University of Cincinnati, and one of the reasons I love that I'm facing COVID at this place at this time, is because University of Cincinnati is the only school in the region that is sitting down and making these decisions with an academic medical center. So when you make reference to the COVID-19 task force at other places, it's just a group of administrators. At University of Cincinnati, it is health professionals sitting with university leaders to be able to make what the right decision is for our community.
Again, we're talking with Jack Miner, the Vice Provost for Enrollment Management at the University of Cincinnati. Jack, you mentioned earlier in our conversation about some of the early action taken by UC when this pandemic really started to break out, and it related to some of the international studying that students were engaging in abroad. UC is also home to a lot of international students. What is this current situation doing in respect to that?
So we've been monitoring that in a couple of pieces. One of the realities, and I think one of the things that I think is a really great lesson, is many of the issues that we're facing are issues that other universities are facing too. So when it comes to international students, one of the things that we have as a reality is whether or not borders are open by the time that students would need to travel to the U.S. for school, as well as whether or not they're able to get their visa processed in order to be here. So we've been really strategic about that. One of the things that we're looking at is opportunities that if an international student is not currently in the U.S., but wants to take classes with UC, we want to keep them as part of our family, and we want to leverage all of those online courses that we have and that strong history in online course delivery to be able to say, you can still start at UC and you can still make progress towards your degree and you're still part of your program and you're going to do it online in fall, and then you can come to campus when you're able to. And I think that's setting us apart from other schools that don't have that same flexibility for international students. We've also been monitoring what numbers of our international students have traveled home, so our continuing students, and we're finding that by and large, our international students that were continuing stayed with us over the summer, stayed in the U.S. over the summer. So we anticipate that a majority of those students will be back with us in the fall.
Up next, we've got this conversation with a couple of students graduating from Walnut Hills, Jack, and one of them is planning to attend UC in the fall. And that segment's recorded, so I talked to them yesterday, and one of the students told me that, you know, learning online is not exactly what he's looking for. So, you know, he might end up taking a semester off. I'm wondering what you're seeing as a university executive overall. Are you seeing that kind of response from potential students, but also are you seeing students turning to UC because they're from here rather than going to wherever they had previously planned to go?
So I think two things that we're seeing, and I think one is a really great lesson from the students that we already have. You know, when we think about our summer enrollment, as I mentioned, we've been really strong in summer. We've had really positive feedback from our students about the experience that they had in spring. They're continuing to enroll in summer, and I think that's a really good focus. As we think about new students coming in, I think what we are starting to see is two things. One is, this is an opportunity for University of Cincinnati to really reflect on who we are and really focus on what we have as our demographic. We have a really, really strong connection to the Cincinnati region. So we draw students from there, but one of the other pieces that gets lost frequently is our students are born here, learn here, and then continue to work here. So students continue to stay in this region, and we're really helping educate the business leaders in the community within Cincinnati. What we're ending up seeing frequently from the students that we're talking to is those students in the region are absolutely continuing to plan to enroll with the University of Cincinnati, but we're also seeing a really significant number of students who are from Cincinnati but may have been planning on going to school someplace else in the country or may already be going to school someplace else in the country, and they're back at mom and dad's for the summer or they came back because of COVID. And we're starting to hear from a number of those students that want to reconsider their decision and stay in the Cincinnati area. So that's been a really, really great positive for us.
Well, Jack, there's no better place to feel energy than when UC comes back to campus in August every year, hanging out in Clifton and University Heights. I'd like to sneak over and absorb some of their energy. So hopefully we can do that again soon. Jack Miner, Vice Provost for Enrollment Management at UC. Thank you so much for your time, Jack.
Great. Thanks for having me, Michael.
It's our pleasure. You're listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Up next, our chat with a couple of local high school seniors who are graduating.